Hello, everybody. You're listening to Navigating College. I'm your host, Pastor Alfred. Navigating College is a series of broadcasts that briefly highlight certain portions of information in books that I have written, as well as books that I'm still in the process of writing, that would help you navigate the labyrinth that is college campuses and even online learning if you are going through the online university lane. And I actually think in a lot of cases that is actually a preferred lane to take as opposed to going to a physical campus. But this broadcast series is made to benefit everyone in college, whether you are learning online, therefore have the freedom of moving about to anywhere you want in the world, or you are confined to a college space and you have to attend classes in a fixed location. Either way, this is for you. To find out more about the Navigating College series, go to PastorAlfred.com, and also you can check out Alfred.vip. It's also important that you subscribe to this site so that you can stay linked with me and we can really stay connected, because you know social media cannot be trusted. Their shadow banning is something else, and I would prefer that you have my email address, you have my contact details, and I have yours, and you subscribe so that whether or not social media wants to shadow ban who they are shadow banning, we are not included in that space. We are not limited to what the social media companies are doing. On that note, it is important that you take note that as a Christian, we do not allow ourselves to be disadvantaged. So as social media is banning us, that means that we should just start our own social media. You see, if they try to stop you from doing something, you are in Christ. You have the anointing of God in you. So we go over it, we go above it, we are bigger than them. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. It's not for us to be getting online and be complaining about shadow banning on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter was started by a human being. Jack Dorsey is a human being. Mark Zuckerberg is a human being. And we are in Christ. So we have a greater advantage that Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey does not have. You see, so we can start our own social media company that will beat theirs. You see, so it is not a matter of complaining about shadow banning or addressing this matter of shadow banning, but you should keep that in mind. And yes, I am thinking in that lane, you see, and my mind is going in that lane. What is going to actually be the next step for social media? I'm not just thinking of social media as trying to reproduce what Facebook has done or trying to replicate what Twitter has done. No, I'm thinking of what is next. I'm thinking of creating that. And then, with me, a Christian, being in charge of that, clearly there will be freedom and the gospel will not be shadow banned on such a platform. In any case, today what I wanted to talk to you about is something very important for those of you who are in college. You see, I want to tell you that you should use voice typing to create the first draft of your college assignments and projects, especially when time is against you. Now, let us open our Bibles to the book of Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. I'm reading from the Living Bible. It says, "Any enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts." Praise the Lord. The portion of that verse I'll focus on is keeping abreast of the facts, you see. And you see, the entire verse is telling us how an enterprise is built and how it is established. It's actually a biblical formula. So this is also a formula that works for business. It's telling you the secrets of how to build a company, a corporation, or an organization. How do you build it and establish it? This is how. Any enterprise is built by wise planning. You see that wise planning, take note of that. Becomes strong through common sense. That is number two, common sense. And profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. That is number three, keeping abreast of the facts. So number one, wise planning. Number two, common sense. Number three, keeping abreast of the facts. In any case, for the purpose of this topic, I'm focusing on keeping abreast of the facts. Keeping abreast of the facts means keeping up to date with what is happening. There are a lot of people that do not keep up to date with important things that happen. They are up to date with the latest movies. They are up to date with the latest video games. They are up to date with the latest gossip. But they are not up to date with the latest technological gadgets that will help in their productivity. You see, if someone creates a machine, for example, that makes it easy for you to print shirts at home in a matter of seconds and you can sell them, will you be informed? You see, there are a lot of improvements and there are a lot of information out there that are actually going to help you know how to be more productive or actually do things that will help you make money on the producer side. And such things are never publicly desired. Let me give you a good example. It's a matter of producer or consumer. Which are you? Do you have the mindset of a producer or do you have the mindset of a consumer? What are you actually? Let's say, for example, YouTube. YouTube, as you know, it's a video sharing platform. Sadly, to some people, it is not a video sharing platform. They go there to watch videos. So, they themselves have never created a video that is on YouTube. There are two kinds of people that is on YouTube. Let us look at it, or let us say three people. There is YouTube itself, and those who have invested in YouTube, those who are making money from everybody, from those who are posting content on YouTube. Then that is one, the investor. That is the person who is actually in charge of the platform. Then there are those who are creating content on YouTube. That is number two. Then number three, there are those who are consuming content on YouTube. Those who are that consumer mindset. You see, you have to have a producer mindset. Naturally, when you see this equation, an investor mindset, which is sometimes also a producer mindset, is the most superior of them. Because YouTube and those who invested in YouTube or still invest in YouTube profitably are the ones who are really enjoying the entire equation when it comes to these three people in the ecosystem, if you will, of YouTube. You see, when somebody creates content that is beneficial to those who are creating content, you see, how many views do such videos get? It's very low. As opposed to content that is created for consumers, content that is for shock value, content that is just for entertainment. You see, there are a lot of people who have that mentality. There are a lot of people who the only thing that they do which relates to cash flow, that, or the only thing that they do that is somewhat productive, and it's not even true producer mentality, is when they have a job and they get some income from there. But they don't look around them and see all the different needs that they could meet. You see, and all the different channels and ways in which they could create cash flow for themselves. But everybody is overloaded with over 100 opportunities per day to create a new stream of income for themselves. However, since many people are not even trained that way, since many people do not even have the mind of a producer, in addition to having a mind of a producer, you have to actually train yourself in that mindset to see all these opportunities and then know how to take advantage of it. You see, so you end up having multiple businesses, multiple companies, and then you create your own system where you know how to make these things run independent of you. So you are just getting money from so many different avenues and ways. You see, that is something that is very, very important that you must understand and you must keep in mind. You must have that producer mindset and don't be a consumer. You see, like I said, many people are on YouTube, they are just consuming. And you must think about this with everything that you do. If you go to a supermarket, think about it. There are those who work in the supermarket. There are those who own the supermarket. Then there are those who shop in the supermarket. many cases that is you. So you see, your problem is your positioning. You have to always ask yourself, how can I change the positioning? Even when you see a book, wow, the book is nice, but you are in the position of either wanting to buy the book, but not buying the book, or buying the book, that puts you in the position of a buyer. The author of the book is in a better position. The person who owns the platform on which that book is being sold, or the retail outlet, or whether it is digital or offline, that person is in an even better position because that person has the platform to sell multiple books, many books by different authors. They don't have to sit down and compose a book with themselves and wonder if it will sell or not, or worry about whether it will sell or not. They have their own channel they have established to distribute books and to make money off every book that is sold. So it's actually better to be a book retailer than an author when it comes to finances. Let me say that again. It is actually better to be a book retailer than an author as far as finances are concerned. That is something that you have to know. So keep that in mind. You must always make sure that you are positioned rightly. And you must have that mindset of a producer with every single thing that you do and are involved with. Always understand how the money is moving. Know where the money is coming from and where it's going to. With every human interaction in this earth, money is flowing. When you stand up and you go out, money is flowing. If you look at a billboard, money is flowing. Somebody had to pay money so that you will see that particular ad on that billboard. Every single thing that requires human interaction or communication with another human being, money is flowing. So always ask yourself, how can you position yourself in such a position that you are going to benefit, you are going to make money from it? And that is the producer mentality. You see, you keep positioning yourself in such places. You see, and when you do that, you will find yourself with innumerable streams of continuous income. It's very important that you do that. In any case, what I want to emphasize to you today is the importance of using voice typing for your assignments. Because naturally, especially for a lot of people today, a lot of people are people who are actually going back to school, or they are trying to get a master's. They have actually finished with school previously. They have their family, or perhaps they didn't finish, but they have gone back to school. They have their family, they have kids and all of that. They have a job, or they have a company that they are running, but they are also pursuing their degree. Because of time constraints, and because the traditional schooling method is built to overload people with assignments under the concept of these people are not busy and these people do not really have lives outside of being students, you see. So you find yourself in a position where, let's say you work from 9 to 5. When will you get the time, even though it is online schooling, where will you get the time to actually study and then write out all those assignments and submit them before the deadline, even though it is online schooling? So you are at a disadvantage. That is why it is important for you to use voice typing. When you have voice typing, all you have to do is that you talk into your smartphone or your device or your laptop, whatever, and Google voice typing is free. There are other voice typing software that is actually better than Google voice typing. So you can check those out and use them. When you do that, you find yourself that you find out that you are in a situation where you never have to worry about not having enough time to complete your assignments, and you never have to worry about being in a situation where you're in one sort of trouble or the other because your assignment was not completed in time, or perhaps you rushed it and you ended up submitting something that is less than what is your best, you see. And That is just terrible, because now your scores are suffering when all that it is that you just didn't have enough time, because you have a life, you have a job, you have kids to look after and all of that, and you're working 9 to 5, all of that. So that is something that I said, let me just bring forth towards you. Naturally, I say that this is for your first draft. You have to go over it, read it, and then correct any errors and make any refinements. But with this things being done this way, it is now easier for you, because like when you, after coming back from work, you find yourself in a situation where the assignment is almost due and they are saying you have to write like 500 words or 900 words or whatever amount of words is required. How can you just do that so easily? You see, voice typing will really help you so that your assignments will always be completed on time. So that is it for today. Thank you and God bless you. If you are listening to this broadcast and you've not given your life to Christ, go to PastorAlfred.com and click on the salvation prayer link in the main menu. When you do that, a page will come up that has a prayer of salvation. Say that prayer. It's very important to give your life to Christ. There's also a prayer for those of you who have not received the Holy Ghost. Say that prayer there also. Thank you, and God bless you.